Editor's note. Get the latest update here. Update May 20th, 4:12 p.m. As of Saturday afternoon, the Shovelnose Creek wildfire remains in being held status and is 38 hectares in size. Being held means that the BC Wildfire Service is not expecting the fire to grow based on current and expected conditions. There are 24 firefighters working the fire today, May 20th, as well as one helicopter. The crews have contained the majority of the perimeter except in a small amount of area where the perimeter is inaccessible, said Jade Richardson, fire information officer with the Coastal Fire Center. Crews will continue working to mop up the fire over the long weekend. This fire, which was started in the afternoon of May 13th at about the 20-kilometer mark of the Squamish Valley Forest Service Road, is considered human-caused and is under investigation. Provincial natural resource officers are asking anyone who has information on how the fire started to contact the Ministry of Forests Compliance and Enforcement Program on its website, or call 1-877-952-7277, or number 7277 on a cell phone. The provincial government has closed Squamish Valley Road due to the fire and localized flooding. The Squixwu 7 Mesh Uxwumix, Squamish Nation, has asked visitors and locals to respect the backcountry on its territory, which includes the area where the fire started, and leave the land the way you found it. The next update will be Monday, May 22. Update May 19, 1:20 p.m. The Shovelnose Creek wildfire in the Squamish Valley has transitioned from being out of control to now being held. This means that it is not likely to spread under current conditions. The fire remains at 38 hectares, as it has all week. There are 15 firefighters fighting the blaze today, May 19, according to Marg Drysdale, fire information officer with the Coastal Fire Center. This fire, which was started in the afternoon of May 13 at about the 20-kilometer mark of the Squamish Valley Forest Service Road, is considered human-caused and is under investigation. Provincial natural resource officers are asking anyone who has information on how the fire started to contact the Ministry of Forests Compliance and Enforcement Program on its website, or call 1-877-952-7277, or number 7277 on a cell phone. The provincial government has closed Squamish Valley Road due to the fire and localized flooding. The Squixwu 7 Mesh Uxwumix, Squamish Nation, has asked visitors and locals to respect the backcountry on its territory, which includes the area where the fire started, and leave the land the way you found it. If having a campfire, put it completely out, cold to the touch, warned Drysdale. Original story below. In advance of the May long weekend, Squixwu 7 Mesh Uxwumix, Squamish Nation, is urging locals and visitors to use caution in the backcountry as a wildfire continues to burn through its territory in the area near Shovelnose Creek. BC Wildfire Service crews have been working to control and extinguish the fire affecting 38 hectares in the Squamish Valley. The fire is believed to be human-caused. The Squamish Valley area is of great significance to the nation, both culturally and as a critical area for hunting and salmon spawning. As of midday May 18, the provincial government had closed the Squamish River Forest Service Road, along which the fire is burning. The area has also been subject to flooding, given the recent rapid snowmelt due to unseasonably high temperatures. Travel in the area is not recommended for safety reasons and to support wildfire crews with unimpeded access. Plan alternative travel destinations, reads the provincial announcement of the closure. Nation spokesperson, Cown. Sxwixowntown Wilson Williams said that the First Nation is working in collaboration with partners, including the BC Wildfire Service, the provincial government, the District of Squamish, RCMP and others, to try and protect the area. Williams noted May long weekend as the kickoff to camping season as many head into the sea to sky backcountry. With the fire and floods, he said the Squamish Valley is not where outdoor enthusiasts should head. Our nation is putting our foot down and making sure people are aware that they're not welcome this weekend in the backcountry up in Squamish Valley, and for recreational use, whatever that may be, with this fire that's burning now, which is human-caused. We want to prevent any future fires that are added to this as well, Williams said. Please note that this story was updated after it was posted to include quotes from an interview with Cown. Sxwixowntown Wilson Williams.